is March 28th, 2022. And I feel the spirit of prophecy on me. I woke up knowing, dreaming that we were in a time of Esther. And this is our time. And what will we do with it? What will we do with the time that God has allotted us to stand up and fight against the plans of the enemy? For you are indeed in a time of Esther, says the Spirit of God. For Haman shall hang on his gallows. Haman shall hang. Yes, indeed, Haman shall hang. The enemy shall hang for his crimes against my people, for the crimes against humanity. And just like in Esther, in the book of Esther, a decree had been given out. The king had been tricked into giving out a decree to destroy and annihilate all the Jews at a given moment, at a given date. And so the enemy has determined in his heart, one moment, one time in the future, to destroy and annihilate my people. But those are the enemy's plans, says the Lord. This agenda is an evil, wicked plan that Haman has concocted. But this is your moment. This is your Esther moment. My people, you are my Esther bride. For I have extended my scepter of favor upon you. You have fasted. You have prepared yourself. I have seen your heart and I have heard the cries of my people. I have heard the cries, let my people go. I have seen my pastors jailed. I have seen the persecution that's come across the lands of the earth and how the enemy wishes to once and for all have dominion. But I have given my people free will. And this is your time to choose what side you are on. This is the time to choose to say, I will live or I will die and give up. Will you stand in this moment? Ask the Lord, will you stand up and use what I have placed within you and cultivated within you? For you have been prepared for such a time as this. I will give you strength in this moment. But as the king decreed, because he had been tricked to annihilate the people, I have given you, Esther, this moment to make a new decree. For the king cannot reverse a decree. But the king can establish a new decree. What will you say in this hour, my Esthers? What do you decree? What do you decree to eliminate the plans of the enemy? Will you decree that you have the right to stand up and fight? Will you decree that you have your constitutional rights? Will you decree that I have given you the laws of the land for freedom? Will you bring the enemy to justice? Justice for my people. Will you cause Haman to hang by declaring what has already been established in the government law? For yes, you do have the freedom for speech. You have the freedom to bear arms. You have the freedom to fight for yourself. You have the freedom to travel across your land. For everywhere your foot goes, I have given you that land to possess. You have the freedom to worship me. You have the freedom to protect yourself and your family. You have the freedom to worship the God Almighty and establish Him as your head of government. I have given you these freedoms. Don't let the enemy snatch them away. So declare and decree and stand up in this moment and fight. I am giving you angels, myriads of angels to fight with you. 1,000 may fall at one side, 10,000 on another side. You shall see the enemy flee in terror at the sound of the roar of the lion coming out of your mouth. The enemy shall flee in terror, looking at your face and seeing only fire, seeing only the light of God. They shall run in terror, and Haman shall hang for his crimes. And I am bringing down every stronghold. I am cutting off the heads of the giants, those giants in the land above every mountain of society are coming down. And I am rebuilding and establishing those mountains. They shall be rebuilt. They shall be rebuilt. And you shall teach your children right from wrong. You shall bind their hearts with the laws of my word, my spoken word. Yes, you shall go into every area of society and start to rebuild, for there is corruption in every area. And I am working to reestablish right now. I am placing people of honor in these places. I have already chosen who goes and replaces the evil ones that I will wipe out. And I shall do it in a suddenly. And you shall be astonished at what I do. For can I not create heaven and earth in a day? Can I not create and speak moon, stars, sun into existence by one spoken word? So shall I do something in a suddenly. Prepare the temple of the Lord. I am finishing up the preparation of my temple to be a holy and glorious temple, to house my glory. I'm working inside of you, for you are my temple. I am turning over the money changer table. I am uprooting, pulling down strongholds of false mindsets. The mindsets that you have established by listening to those who have been placed in power by the enemy. Even the mountain of religion, for you have seen it in a different light than what I see it, and I am opening up your mind to understand the ways of the Lord, the ways of heaven. And as you behold me, and I cleanse you, every speck of dirt out of my temple, as you behold me, you behold my glory, and my glory shall radiate from you. Just as Moses radiated my glory when I spoke to him face to face. As you look above in this time of turmoil and you see my glory, you will be like Stephen, who looked up and he saw heaven. He saw me on my throne. And as he beheld me, his face shone. His face shone and radiated my glory. But children, don't expect the world to love you. Don't expect them to love you. Yes, they will fall in fear and terror and awe at my power shining through you. Not all of them will fall before me. So be prepared. Not everyone will love you in this world, for you shall be persecuted. But I am here to give you strength. You will not feel any arrows pierce you, for they shall not even touch you. I surround you now. I surround you now with a garment of praise, a garment of praise that wards off every evil thought of the enemy, for you enter into my courts of praise, and the words of the enemy, the lies, cannot enter there. I am reestablishing your mind. I'm giving you my mind, says the Lord, the mind of Christ. You shall see things in a new light as you see things through my eyes. And your ears shall burn with fire as you hear my words spoken from the cauldron of the fire before me. I am pouring out my fire upon you. You shall be free. Free indeed from the chains of darkness that have surrounded you. And though evil is around you, you shall walk with joy and be led forth with peace. And the mountains and the hills shall bow down before me, says the Lord. The trees, the flowers, they shall sing, for I am bringing heaven to earth. Heaven is coming to earth. You are praying heaven to earth. My Esthers, this is your time. This indeed is your time. And time is ticking. The clock is ticking. The hour is near. What will you decree? For I have given you my scepter. This is a time of grace. There was a period of time between the time I extended Esther grace and favor to the time the enemy's plan was to come to pass in the land. There was a period of grace that I allowed my people to prepare for war. This is your time of grace. Prepare for the battle of the ages. For heaven is coming. Heaven is being established. And the earth shall quake.